Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. This was scheduled originally to air yesterday on Monday, June 3rd. Tuesday at the Wilson Museum in Castine, and also via Zoom, curator and archaeologist Aaron Miller, PhD, will give a presentation on the interconnected Northeast, connections between past and present found through fieldwork. Dr. Miller has done fieldwork at sites in Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, Maine, Massachusetts, and Maryland, and his presentation is happening from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Wilson Museum in Castine or via Zoom. For more information or to register for the Zoom link, go to wilsonmuseum.org and click on calendar. Taking a look at what was in the Maine news 100 years ago today on June 3, 1924, newspapers described a scene in Belfast the previous day that, quote, resembled a circus day with business suspended and all vying in an effort to make an event a notable one in history. The event was a dedication of the new Crosby High School, and it drew thousands from Belfast and surrounding towns. The day started with a parade that included a little red schoolhouse float, followed by at least seven speeches, concerts by the Belfast Band, Knowlton's Syncopator, and McKean's Orchestra, events during the day and during the evening, including a luncheon and parties. The new high school was named for William G. Crosby, the 23rd governor of Maine, who was born and educated in Belfast. There's a bit of interesting background on him and how he became the governor, but that's a story for another day. 100 years ago today, Percival Baxter, a well-known figure and very interesting one in Maine history, was the governor, and he traveled to Belfast for the dedication of the new Crosby High School. The following day, 100 years ago today, newspapers carried excerpts from his speech at the dedication. Quote, "If our country is to advance, it can only be done through proper education, and this should include the education of the heart as well as of the head. Our rising generation should be taught that the children of other nations have the same aspirations and are entitled to the same opportunities as those of our own. In fact, children the world over are much the same, and strange languages, strange costumes, and customs are but superficial. Once the children of the world are taught the lesson of the golden rule, there will be no more conflicts between nations. As I look upon an audience of young people, the thought often comes to me, will these boys ever grow up and be called into another world war? Will there ever be another conflict to engulf the world into an even greater disaster than the one through which we have recently passed? Certainly, there ought never to be such a conflict, and if the young people are given the right training, there will be none. I have traveled considerably in foreign countries and have visited schools there. It is difficult to imagine the young people of any nation under whatever flag they were born quarreling with those of other nations. Whether they do so or not largely depends upon their early training. We must admit that there have been righteous wars in the past and that there may be others in the future, for the world has not yet reached a state of perfection. But given though such wars may come, we are under a very distinct obligation to do everything we can to avoid them and to teach our people to respect the rights of others. We should treat our neighbors as we would have them treat us. As for myself, I fear no aggression from other nations, but there is some danger from within our own borders. These, however, can be eliminated through the proper training of our boys and girls." End quote. Excerpts from a speech given by Maine's Republican Governor Percival Baxter, reported in the newspapers across the state 100 years ago today on June 3, 1924. The speech was given the previous day at the dedication of the then brand new Crosby High School in Belfast. If you have news or events from your town that you'd like to share, please email me at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.